Hello, and thank you for joining us on our very first Explore Edisto podcast. This is Caroline Matheny. Recently, Julie Geislink and I had the opportunity to interview Anthony McKnight at his home in downtown Charleston. Anthony is James Jamerson's first cousin. If you've read the articles in our latest issue of Explore Edisto, or if you were friends with us on Facebook, then you're probably familiar with James Jamerson and his music, if you weren't already. Most everyone has heard James Jamerson's bass lines, whether they know it or not. As a core member of Motown session musicians, the Funk Brothers, Jamerson has played on a number of hits, including songs by The Temptations, The Four Tops, Marvin Gaye, Martha and the Vandellas, The Isley Brothers, Stevie Wonder, The Jackson 5. The list goes on and on and on. The 2002 documentary film Standing in the Shadows of Motown claims that the Funk Brothers have played on more number one hits than the Beatles, Elvis Presley, the Rolling Stones, and the Beach Boys combined. So, you might be wondering why we at Explore Edisto are so interested in James Jamerson, and the reason is because he is from Edisto. That's right, Edisto Island had a direct influence on the harmonious blends and memorable beats on most of the Motown label and more, and we think that's pretty cool. Here's Anthony telling us about how James came to live with his family when he was a child.
Well, James and my mom's and James' mother were sisters. And when James' mom moved away from Edisto Island, she moved to Michigan to try to get more work during the time. And my mom took care of James and his brother, Richard.
Even though there was a slight age gap between Anthony and James, about 9 years, they were still pretty close. Anthony has been campaigning to get James inducted into the South Carolina Hall of Fame since 1998. Jamerson received little formal recognition during his lifetime, though in the last decade or so he has received some, including being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2000. Other achievements include receiving a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 2004. In 2007, he, along with the other Funk Brothers, were inducted into the Musicians Hall of Fame in Memphis, Tennessee. In 2013, the Funk Brothers received their star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and Anthony tells us that Jamerson is to be inducted into the Rhythm and Blues Hall of Fame later this year. Here is Anthony telling us about some of his efforts to get James inducted into the South Carolina Hall of Fame.
When the first governor that ever wrote on my behalf was Governor Mike Huckabee.
Okay.
I got Huckabee to write then Governor Sanford, who Governor Sanford just ignored completely.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason I got Huckabee to do it, because when he was running for president, I read an article when he went to Motown, and he was standing on the steps of Hitsville, that's the studio that they call Motown. He said, isn't this cool? So the reporters asked me, well, Governor Huckabee, who do you think was the best band, the Beatles or the Rolling Stones? He said, you know, no disrespect to none of these guys, but it was the Funk Brothers. So a lot of people didn't know that Governor Mike Huckabee is also a bass player. So when they took him into the studio, they sat him up and said, do you know you're standing? He said, no, where? He said, you're standing in the same spot that James Jamerson stood in. He turned around, looked at the reporter and said, is this cool? Yeah, so he was a bass player. And when I saw that, that's when I got him to write on behalf of Jamerson to Governor Sanford, which he didn't do anything.
Did he have, or do you know of, a favorite song that he played on? Was there anything that he was particularly proud of?
Well, it's hard to say because James played on so many. I mean, when I started getting my little shot and listening to him or even going to see him play, is that during the summer months it was so hot here, I had a choice to either go from either Detroit or D.C. for the summer. I always chose Detroit. So when I went to Detroit, I stayed with my aunt, but then I started staying with James, and he would take me over to the studio and just sit back and watch him come home from work sometimes, and his wife be in the house, and she'd be cleaning up, and she'd be playing some old Motown stuff. He'll come home, he'll go, turn that shit off. And I'd look at him like, oh, I don't believe this.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to hear that. Turn that off. It wasn't until I became an artist myself and went through the process of what he did, I understood what he meant by that. After hearing that crap for so long, all day long, you don't want to hear it when you come home.
Right.
You really don't want to hear it. But back then, I couldn't understand. Why in the world would you want to turn off Motown and stuff?
Yeah.
I don't want to hear that shit. You've been playing it all day long.
Gotcha. Yeah. In that instance, what did he come home and just appreciate silence? Or did he turn
on? James was a jazz lover first.
Okay.
And he'll go downstairs, either he'll play on the piano,
Oh, he just sit back and just play some jazz. He loved jazz first. That was his first love. Yeah, so he'd rather do jazz than to do pop stuff, you know? So,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. But, I mean, some of the artists that I knew he liked to play behind was Marvin, Stevie, Four Tops. Now, my all-time favorite Motown group was the Temps. And mm-hmm. I loved them. I'm like, well, what do you think about the Temps? I mean, he really hurt my feelings. Because he said, oh, they play that bubblegum shit. And I'm like, but if you listen to some of the stuff he played with certain artists, compared to the Temps stuff was bubblegum compared to that stuff.
Right.
I'm like, oh, okay, now I see what he's talking about. Yeah, okay.
And now you said his first instrument was the piano.
Played piano first.
Did he start that in Edisto or after he moved? Well, no, because he started
in Edisto.
Edisto.
Well, he used to have a little jazz group, a little piano group in Edisto.
Oh, cool.
Go around doing house dances and stuff like that, record hops or whatever. He played piano.
That's fun.
Do you happen to know where those locations would be? Do you know if there are any of them are still?
I don't think any of them are still around, but just to make sure, let me call my oldest brother, because, like I said, he was the one that grew up there, out there.
All right.
And I told my brother that you guys were going to be coming today. I was hoping that he would come down, but let's see. Maybe. Some of those places that James used to play at on Edisto Island when he was a kid, is that stuff still around? Like some of the places where he used to play at. He said it is still around. Can you name some of it for me? There was a place behind Mary Edwards School, Jane Edwards School.
Okay.
Central School. There's a place behind Central School.
Okay.
Upon returning to Edisto, we did our best to try and locate even a remnant of an old juke joint that James could have played at while he was still on Edisto, but with no success. If you have any information on where he might have played, please let us know. Up next, we asked Anthony if he could tell us any good stories about James, and here he is telling us about a time that James didn't show up for a recording session when he was supposed to.
By the time they found him, because he was off in the streets playing, by the time they found James, James was good and drunk. So James had this habit of sitting on a long, was a big, tall, high stool he used to sit on in the studio. By the time they found him and brought him back to the studio, he was drunk as shit. He couldn't sit down. He was just there drunk. So James lay down on the floor and played What's Going On.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
True story. So when you hear What's Going On again, you're like, he's laying on his back playing this shit. Another true story is that I'm quite sure you've heard about the hook.
Mm-hmm.
That's the index finger. Most bass players play with two fingers.
Mm-hmm.
James played with one.
Okay.
Now, you go back and listen to some of the stuff he played on, you'd be like, oh, how did he move one finger that damn fast? You get it?
And was he totally self-taught?
Yeah. No, he wasn't self-taught, no. There was a music teacher in Northwest, in high school, Northwest High School that he went to in Detroit. She taught him, he taught him. I don't know whether it was he or she.
Mm-hmm.
Or they taught him how to play the bass.
Okay. And from there on out, and that's all he had ever done was play music.
That's it.
How fortunate.
History.
Yeah, it sounds like he stayed very busy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's some stuff that James played on that I didn't even know he played on.
Yeah.
One of the things that, even when I was a little youngster, I used to run around Charleston with my little Gran Torino, and the minute that damn Starsky and Hutch theme song came on the radio, I was trying to turn on two wheels and shit. I didn't know that was James playing that shit the whole time. Well, where the hell do you go that you can't hear it?
Mm-hmm.
You're in a store, you hear it. You're in a doctor's office, you hear it.
Yeah.
You hear Motown all over the place, and it's gotten to the point that the Funk Brothers, not only James, but I'm talking to the whole band as a whole, they've done something that I haven't seen anybody yet has done, and that's created a whole genre of music unto themselves. Because first, you had your R&B, and you had your rock and roll, and you had your gospel. Now you got a genre of music called Motown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's its own genre that they created. They helped create it. So I'm like, cool shit.
Yeah.
And I've been fighting, trying to get him inducted into the Hall of Fame back in 2005. I got the South Carolina House of Representatives to do a resolution for him just recently. I think it was March 12th of this year. I got the South Carolina Senate to do a resolution. So with the Senate resolution, House of Representatives resolution, and the letter from Nikki Haley, what's wrong with South Carolina Hall of Fame? Why can't they see that?
It's crazy.
Have you started the petition.org to get people to do?
I've got moveon.org, and I've also got petition online.
Okay.
I've got two petitions online for James.
If you'd like to assist in getting James inducted into the South Carolina Hall of Fame, then go sign the petition. He was, after all, one of the secrets of Motown, and that's got to be South Carolina Hall of Fame worthy.
The secret of Motown was the musicians.
Mm-hmm.
That's who made Motown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, so you took away the secret ingredient, you don't have that sound no more.
As Anthony said, you can sign the petition at moveon.org or petitiononline.org. Thank you for listening, and look for our next podcast on exploreedisto.com.